This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, let's get to your NFL power rankings.
I've got the power!
Woo! My mood is so different after RJ does not win high-low for the next segment. It's amazing. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Do we change it up today and go 1 through 5 or keep it 5 through 1?
I was going to say, there's not a lot of, I don't think there's a lot of mystery into the top team. At least for Avis, has it changed in 5 weeks?
I think the top, you know, let's go 5 through 1. I think we may have some intrigue at number 2. I had a hard time with 4 and 5 this week. I had a really hard time. Choppy, start us off with number 5 on your power rankings.
I had a tough time with this one as well. I had a real tough time with this one. Because the difference was record versus who I believe would, you know, is the better team.
Let's start it off like this. Perfect example. Is Carolina in anyone's top 5?
No.
I didn't even consider them.
I did consider them.
And look at their record. That's a perfect example of it. They got a solid team. They got a good defense. Cam just got
their tight end back.
But then he got hurt again. Cam is hit or miss, and they're sitting there with a record of 8-3, but none of us put them in.
No. I do not have Carolina in. I actually kept the Saints in my top 5, and I have them at number 5. Not only do they have the most exciting player in the NFC, they also have a quarterback completing 72% of his passes and a coach who's got onions, who will call an onside kick to start the second half of the Super Bowl. So,
and is just as smart, apparently, as Ben McAdoo, according to Mike Fisher.
Well, I mean, Ben McAdoo was smart enough to realize that Eli Manning wasn't a good quarterback anymore, even though he did something bad. I will say, and I will stick with the Saints, and I'll keep them in my top 5.
Dub?
I also have the Saints at number 5. I had them at 2 last week, but I did say several times that this 3-game stretch that they're currently in is what's going to determine whether or not they're a top team in the NFL or not. They lost to the Los Angeles Rams by 6. Onside kick that wound up failing. They did have a shot, though. The Carolina Panthers are next up. They host them this weekend, and then the following weekend, they take on the 7-4 Falcons for the first time of 2 meetings in 3 weeks. So their 3 of their next 4 are Panthers, Falcons, Jets at home, and then Falcons again. So I'm still jury's out a little bit on them, but I got them in my top 5 because I do think they're pretty dynamic.
It's a sweep. I have them at number 5 as well. And I had a hard time between the Rams and the Vikings and Carolina. I did consider Carolina, I guess, a little bit for number 5, but a distant finisher to the other teams I thought of. I'll make it short, simple, and sweet. New Orleans a 5 for me. Let's go to 4.
At number 4, I put the Rams. Fresh off their win over New Orleans, I thought about putting them at 3, but that was the win they had over New Orleans was a eye-opener because they had just gotten beat pretty handily by Minnesota.
Great response.
And this was a terrific response. And their team is so young at the quarterback position and the head coaching position, but they had one of the great responses of the year because don't forget, this is a tough schedule. They got Seattle coming up. This could have been a disastrous type game for them.
Now, while on vacation, did you see what Sean McVay is doing at the line of scrimmage?
You know, I read something about that over the weekend, but I was so entrenched with WinStar that I forgot what I saw.
This is amazing. Sean McVay, I mean, I guess you could suggest it's revolutionary. I haven't heard of other people doing it, although maybe like other haters on like Tony Romo, other people will start saying, oh, we've been doing this forever. Why is Sean McVay getting all the credit? Like these broadcast haters on Tony. Sean McVay has them rush up to the line of scrimmage, and he assesses the defense from the sideline and gives Jared Goff an audible and the look to make it either one read or simplify what they're doing before the play clock.
Yeah, well, that too.
The play clock shuts off. It shuts off at 15. So they try not to waste too much time in a huddle, get up to the line. McVay reads it and tells them what to do. Now, Michael Lombardi, Brian Broaddus' best man, former NFL GM, says this was a mistake for the Rams to let this out, because what defenses should now do is not move and shift at all until there's 14 seconds left on that play clock. So, a little back-and-forth chess game that I'm fascinated by. I love it.
It is fascinating, no question about it. That is where I have...
Can you ever imagine this coaching staff doing
that? No, absolutely not.
One of the thousands of things that I've seen from other coaches this season that I could never imagine this coaching staff taking care of. Yeah, absolutely. I have the Rams there at number four as well. I wish... I want to have like a 4.5 here. The Vikings deserve to be in the top five, okay? They are 9-2. They have beaten everybody in front of them, including the Rams 2 weeks ago. And they're going to finish the season as possibly the 2 seed in the NFC. They're going to go 14. They're going to go 13-3. They're going to lose one more game of their last five, because those five are against the Falcons, Panthers. They maybe could lose both of those, I suppose, but I think they'll win one. And then the Bengals, Packers with no Aaron Rodgers, and the Chicago Bears. The Minnesota Vikings deserve to be in the top five, but again, I don't quite have them in there. I have them at 6, and I have the Rams at 4.
I have the Vikings at 4, and I'm not going to fight you at all with the Rams. It was between the Rams, but the Vikings, and the Saints, and the Rams gave me a really hard time with my 4-5. But I'm going to barely keep the Rams out at number 6. And I'm going to have the Vikings are just too solid. They've won 7 in a row. They've won 8 of their last 9. We all keep talking about Kirk Cousins in the offseason, Eli Manning now in the offseason. What's Case Keenum's tag? What's his price? You're telling me that Denver, someone wouldn't feel really good getting Case Keenum if he's throwing to Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, that he couldn't throw to Demaryius Thomas or Manny Sanders? So don't forget about Case Keenum's name with him keeping Teddy, or maybe Teddy Bridgewater gets kicked to the curb. I don't know, but the Minnesota Vikings are my number 4 team. NFL Power Rankings with Sean and RJ, number 3.
At number 3, I went with the Minnesota Vikings. And I still think...
You are bumping a team out of the AFC out of your top 3. We'll see. I think you're bumping a team.
Yes, I think I am bumping a team.
Not your Jags. Another team, but go ahead.
I never had that other team you're thinking about in my top 5. I never had them in
mistake.
That. Not really. They don't have a good win. I mean, who's their good win? Minnesota week 2?
Just a lot of them. Just like nonstop stacking them up without having played one good game really this season, as you say.
They don't have any good wins against any good. Like, their only good win
be who you play.
Is Minnesota
week
2.
Are we talking about Alabama?
Number 3. No, we're talking about Wisconsin. They're the Wisconsin Badgers of the NFL.
Okay.
That's what they are. That's all they are. They don't have any good wins. I'm talking to you, Pittsburgh.
No.
You guys have no good wins this year. Your only good win is against Minnesota week 2, a far different Minnesota team than what we're seeing right now.
Again, though, it's that question of if they played tomorrow, who would you pick?
Minnesota.
And again, you're
100
picking,
times out of 100.
You're picking against two of the two best weapons at their position.
Wow, that's
in the
great
game.
You're also picking against it. I know for a fact.
All right, Chad, go ahead. Here's
why I don't have them in my top 5. Because I know for a fact they have no chance of coming out of their own conference. So why would I bother with them? They are a non-factor in the NFL. They won't make the Super Bowl because there are two teams in the AFC better than them, New England and Jacksonville.
Mm.
New England always beats them. Jacksonville wrecked shop against them this year.
Mm.
So why would I waste my time with them? The only teams in my top 5 are teams that have a legitimate chance of winning and making the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And Minnesota has a legitimate chance. I still think the Rams have a better overall resume, but they are playing better right now. So give me Minnesota.
I have New England at 3, and I still have Pittsburgh ahead of them.
Woo! This is the most ridiculous comment of your life.
Because again,
they cannot beat New England. They never have. They never will.
Look, every year is a different year.
No, it's not.
And I know history
year.
Is
they
proven.
They really do dominate them, Roy.
I know. And I know history has proven that the New England Patriots have their number. But look, both teams are going to be looking to that December 17 matchup that they play in 3 weeks. And I'm sure both teams have it circled on their calendar. I know Pittsburgh has the I know New England has had the edge, but again,
at the edge,
the holes in that defense, they do exist. Don't be fooled by the last couple of weeks that they've all of a sudden figured something out. They still have significant problems. They're just lucky that they just got to play the Miami Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills, the Dolphins, the Jets, all those teams in a row. You know, the only good teams that they've played in the last 5 weeks, the Falcons and the Chargers. I mean, and that's it.
I have the Steelers at three, but I cannot deny. Look, they've quietly won six in a row. Like, it seems very quiet. But they're the team, they could get put out in the first round. Now, the
Pittsburgh?
They're going to have, yeah.
Yeah, of course they can. They will.
They'll probably have a bye. But they beat the Colts by three. They lost to the Bears. They're team light switch. They are. They're the Cleveland Cavaliers of the NFL.
Go down their schedule. Look at those awful list of wins. That there's nothing again.
Browns.
Minnesota week two here. Is not an impressive victory.
Browns, Bears, Ravens, Bengals, Colts, Packers. So they have six kind of joke wins.
They're a 500 football team.
They have though, but again, what's seductive about Pittsburgh is you can argue they have the most talent in the league.
They've got great talent. That's wonderful. But they will not. They have zero chance of beating New England, and they won't beat Jacksonville either. Tom Brady, in his career, the regular season, 24 touchdowns, three picks against Pittsburgh. Their system does not work against New England. They will not beat the Patriots. They cannot. They will not. They won't.
Pittsburgh at three for me and Roy. Who's your two?
New England.
I had New England at three. I have New England at three, Pittsburgh at two.
Okay.
So bad. Seven straight games allowing 17 points or less for the New England Patriots. Tom Brady's played more games in his career where 18 points would have been the winning score than any quarterback in history. All this team does is allow 17 points or fewer. That's all they do. You can book it. It'll be them against Jacksonville in the AFC. You know, the winner of that game will make the Super Bowl, but it's going to wind up being New England because we all know no one's believing Blake Bortles is going to win a game.
To clarify there, you uplifted their shot by taking a shot at Tom Brady. You took a shot at him right there.
No, I didn't.
By saying he had the most wins of any quarterback where 18 points would have been the winning mark.
Most games. Okay. No, it's a fact. Facts are not shots. Facts are facts. It's not a shot. It's a fact.
All right.
I have the Steelers at two.
All right, just go through your 1-5. Reset it.
Eagles, Steelers, Patriots, and then I had the Rams and the Saints.
Mine is filthy, New England, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, New Orleans.
Philly, New England, Mini, Rams, Saints. Get out of here with your Steeler contraband. They have no chance. If they have no chance,
Roy,
don't even waste my time. That's why I don't waste. I didn't even think of Carolina. They have no chance. I didn't even waste my time on them.
What we need, Carolina might match up the best with Philly. I heard someone say that yesterday.
That's true. They might.
And we need you and I. The only game I'm rooting for in the AFC, I want Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. That's all I want. That'll be the morning bowl.
Well,
he's
already 1-0. The Jaguars stomped him out earlier this season in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I give him credit for that, but I think late in the season, when the weather's not great, the game plan favors the Steelers.
All right, there it is. It's always fun. NFL Top 5 Power Rankings with Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.